The new anti-paternity law fraud got approved, and now all these women who have been for years lying to the husband about them being the father of their kids are getting caught. And I don't only feel sad for the dads who and the fathers who realized in one day that they are not the father. I also really feel terribly sad for the kids who realize that the dad they have been calling a dad their whole life is not even their dad. And then you have these women who did that to both their kids and to the father. And now they're complaining about it?
And I know a lot of people.
Y'all bashing me about having 7 kids and looking for somebody to help take care of them. What is the issue? As a single woman, am I supposed to just give up on life and not want to find a man that's going to help
me but like,
and my kids?
Standards, like figure out.
A paternity test on our 5-year-old daughter and it came back negative and now he wants a divorce.
I like how delusional she's like putting makeup on and recording it like, of course he wants a divorce. You should be ashamed. Where is the shame? I don't see it in that clip.
If you falsely accuse a man of being your baby's daddy, it's called parentage fraud, and it's no joke.
Those of you who are in Tennessee, guess what? House Bill 2689 is getting ready to pass. That is requiring paternity tests before you sign the birth certificate.
That's good.
Because, you know, when people do paternity tests 1/3 of the time, they end up not being the father. And if they start testing everybody, that number can only go up, not down. They're actually starting to jail time the ladies for maternity fraud because
it's
is such a rampant crime.
It is a crime.
It's a crime.
Hallelujah. This needs to go nationwide.
I agree.
But at least it's the first step. Progress, not perfection. But in the meantime, I advise any male that I know to get yourself a DNA kit and swab that child's mouth, because you'd be surprised just how many of those kids belong to another man.
I bought a Chanel bag with my child support money and everybody is upset.
I wonder why. And the fact that she like saying this out there, I feel like I know, I've seen her before. I think this is the same woman that I reacted to like a couple of days ago where she was cooking for herself and her daughter and not making dinner for her husband or breakfast. And then when he asked, why are you not cooking for me as well? She's like, you can cook for yourself. You didn't marry me so I can cook for you. I'm cooking for myself and my daughter. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, but the glasses and the eyebrows do tell.
Child support is reimbursement for the money that I already waste on my kids. So me buying a Chanel bag, it evens out. I am not going to be saving my child support money for college. What if they don't even go to college?
Then maybe you should like save it and give them the money and they can do whatever they want with it, because it is at the end of the day their money. They can maybe start a career with it, like make a startup job, something. Maybe they get married and it would be amazing that they can buy a couple of things or furniture, whatever, or go to honeymoon with that money. Don't you want to like support them in their marriage life as young people? Like, what a mom. What a great mom.
I'm not going to make them go to college if they don't want to. So I'm going to be saving all that money for what? We are living in the moment. Tomorrow is not promised. So we're going to have fun with that money. Well, I'm going to have fun with that money.
A few moments later.
Child support court update. So I had court again today because a new judge was assigned to the case. If you don't know, I get $3,700 of child support every month.
What?
And I use it on myself. I don't use it on my kids. The old judge that was assigned to our case was okay with me spending, you know, the child support on myself because he clearly said it was just reimbursement for what I have been spending on my children. But the judge today was not having none of that and she completely took me off of child support.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
She definitely did play herself. She actually recorded this publicly out there where he could have taken all of these footages, went to court and told them what's going on in reality. If she didn't tell anyone, nobody would have known. But nah, she needed to brag, you know? Now she lost it all.
So Trump passed a law stating that whoever pays child support get to file that child on the taxes. Pardon me?
Just to be told, I've got nothing in the will, nothing. And he was worth £33 million. My baby daddy quit his job as an electrician, where he was making over six figures a year, to work a minimum wage job at a fast food place just so he wouldn't have to pay me $3,000 a month in child support.
What's up with this new tax rule that Trump wants to, like, implement? This idea that, like, hey, look, daddy boys, if you pay that child support for your own children, you get to write that off. And whoever is, the primary caretaker, i.e. single moms, you've got to foot the bill and you get no benefit.
I bet you more than half of fathers who are separated from their baby mamas do not have 50-50 custody because of the mother, because of the selfishness of the mother.
Why did I divorce my husband? I divorced my husband because I was making a certain amount of money. I divorced my husband because I thought I didn't need him anymore. I divorced my husband because I had this senior position at work and thought I held the same position at home. I divorced my husband because I thought I was better than him,
and
because I had my
now?
Degree now.
And you regret it, right? Like, we want continuation. We want part two.
So today is Friday, and I got my child support check.
Again?
And I don't know what to spend
this
it
woman?
On. I'm gonna go leave my kids at their grandmother's house, and I'm probably gonna go out drinking with my husband, go out and gamble a little bit. Maybe.
So she has another husband, and she's spending the money of the ex-husband with her husband gambling! Gambling the money that he worked hard for giving to the I think this is satire. There is no way she's this villainous.
Go shopping. The kids don't need anything because I provide everything for them. So I might just go ahead and splurge on myself with my little child support check.
I see that there is a rumor going around on social media that Trump has signed a bill saying he was going to do away with child support. And if anybody is on child support and they paid child support, the other parent that has full custody of their child will not be able to claim them on their taxes. Well, this
when I left my husband, I was only making like $16 an hour. And so that was not enough. And so I got myself into a lot of credit card debt because I moved into an apartment that I couldn't really afford, but I thought that someone else was going to be living with me in it. So, that's
what do you mean? The ex?
No. Okay, so right after I got divorced, I got into a situation with somebody I knew from work. And
how quickly after the divorce?
Well, like immediately. It was like a rebound, right? I guess is what they would call it.
Okay.
like the together. Day. Frolic! Come on. Sure, a rebound immediately. Not that you have been working with the same coworker for a while before even getting that divorce. We're dumb. We don't know what's going on.
After?
Maybe they would call it.
Okay.
And
like
we
like the
together.
Day after?
Maybe. Like, sort of, yes.
Okay.
So I knew him, right? We worked together. That's how we met.
Well, wait, and how long are you married?
Almost 5 years.
Did you guys ever have any kids?
Yes.
And you got with this person a day after?
Yes, but see what? I thought he was like the love of my life.
A day after divorce. Okay.
Yes.
So did y'all hear that Trump is supposed to be putting into action where if the father of a child pays child support, then he can claim the child on the income taxes? I saw that story all over.
The problem with child support is that it's calculated based on how much money both of the parents make. The more money dad makes, the more he pays. But the more money that mom makes, the less she gets. This absolutely incentivizes people not to be successful, which is not making the world a better place. It's making the world a worse place, especially for the children involved. This system does not take into any account the actual needs of the child. It only punishes parents for trying to be successful.
I don't know what could it be the smartest thing to do, because it is definitely sad for men to have to pay this much for child support. Not only that, not having like a 50-50 custody, barely managing to see the children as well. I feel really sad for the men out there who have to deal with that. But also there are situations where you have women who are struggling and the kids are struggling as well. So would you like, what would you do? You know, like as a man, you also want to help them and you want to see your kids actually be fed and be there doing well. And it is very difficult. It's a very difficult situation. I don't know. What do you think is the best outcome? Because this is not working. With this child support and women using it on themselves is not working.
We're about to get paid. Let's see how much. I didn't get squat. Right here. Zero. The fuck am I gonna do with $0?
There's some people about to be real mad about the world. But let me tell you this. One thing that needs to be addressed is child support laws.
And divorce. I thought I'd be happier. Except... the judge set the child support amount at $326 a month. $326 a month for two kids for child support is what he has to pay me. $326.
Pay me, by the way.
A month.
Pay me.
Because he's not working. Because he chooses not to. I was able to cross-examine him, which was fun. And I asked him how many hours a week he spends working. Or trying to sell houses, because technically he still has a real estate license, so technically he's still a realtor. He said 15 hours a week, approximately, is how many hours he works per week. Grown man. Grown, able-bodied man with transportation and no childcare to worry about, says he works 15 hours a week.
I guess he realized that if he works more, you're gonna get more money, so why would he even bother? And the government is taking care of, like, it is sad because it doesn't intensify people into becoming better and to earn more. So we are stuck now. Where do we go?
In 2024, there have been various changes to child support laws in California.
Y'all, it's tax season and there's about to be some pissed off people. Like, so basically the new law is saying that if you are the one paying the child support, like if you pay child support, you get to claim your kids, those kids, on your taxes. So for the moms out there that are collecting child support, you don't get to claim your kids on your taxes.
But that makes sense. Why does it not make sense? Like, if they are already supporting the child and probably paying more than what you are paying for the children, then at least relieve them from those taxes. Why do you want to make it harder for them?
Child support. Yes, I'm a baby daddy. That's so ghetto and so embarrassing. Anyways,
it is my husband's funeral, which unfortunately I cannot make because obviously I am busy here in Tunisia. I would have loved to have gone. We were together for 17 years. Unfortunately for me, he did decide to die on the week I had planned to come on holiday, so I did make the decision not to go because, you know, I need a holiday at the end of the day, and my holiday is way more important than sitting in a church watching people cry. I would love to give him a good send-off, so I'm going to get absolutely drunk tonight with this new guy that I met, and I'm going to raise a glass for you.
There's no way. There is no way. Is this real?
Jeremy, because you were an amazing husband, very rich. I can't wait to do the will reading when I'm home. I have made sure I'm going to be home in time to do the will reading because I would not miss that for the world, because obviously I am due to get a lot of money, and that's a very, very important thing to me. So I hope you have a good funeral today, Jeremy. Love you. All good things have to come to an end. I did miss my husband's funeral because I was on holiday in Tunisia. I would not have missed my holiday for the world, and I know my husband would have understood because that's just the kind of guy he was. But yes, I have come back from my holiday just to make sure.
I cannot believe that somebody left a comment, have you got your inheritance yet, Amy? Fingers crossed for you. There is no way someone is supporting her.
That I got back in time for the will reading because I am not going to miss that for the absolute world. I have been held captive in the Ukraine for at least a week now, following my holiday in Tunisia, where I did get pregnant with a very well-known married celebrity's baby. However, I am very lucky to have been released just in the nick of time for my husband's will reading, because I do deserve all of that money. I spent 17 years with this man, which is a lot longer than any of his children did. So I deserve the inheritance a lot more than his own children. So I am going to fight the will with lawyers if he has left any of his inheritance to his children, because they do not deserve it, unlike me, who looked after him every single day for 17 years when they were out living their own lives. That money's mine.
And it's like she's saying their children, so it's not her children with him. Apparently he probably have had a marriage with kids and then he didn't want to have kids with her or something, and she ended up thinking it's going to be a couple of years, he's old, blah blah blah, you know, same story, ended up having to live with him for 17 years and went on a vacation for his funeral. Interesting. I really hope, finger crossed, Amy got null from that inheritance and it all went to the children, because karma, sweetie, it's a thing.
So what y'all thinking about the new child support order, ladies? Do you think it's fair that you can get child support but then you can't claim your child at the end of the year?
I spent 17 years of my life with an elderly man who smelled like cabbage just to be told I've got nothing in the will, nothing, and he was worth £33 million.
This made my day. Oh my god, this makes me so happy.
And you think this is funny? Mm-hmm. I have wasted my life with a geriatric coffin dodger for nothing.
Your choice.
Why everyone thinks it's so funny? That my husband donated all his money to a bunch of cats and dogs. Who like even likes cats and dogs? I'm literally going to be homeless.
Rather likes them more than no money. Likes you.
Not even my own house or my car. Like, I'm literally going to be poor. I'm going to have to shop in fucking Asda like all the other poor people.
You got outplayed, sweetie. You played the maid for him. And they're ready in bed for him, and you got nothing! I'm sorry. I just, like, these gold diggers, man. Like, deserved.
Not Asda. I've wasted my life thinking I was going to get millions by marrying that elderly coffin dodger. He looked like a shriveled up fucking prune.
DNA test proves David is not the father.
Oh, you're the victim. You're the victim.
If you don't know
she's the victim
already and haven't watched any of my pin videos and know my story, okay, go back and watch those first.
Just to get some
background knowledge.
It's okay, I'll catch up.
I'm sitting in my closet because if you don't know, my son and I share a bedroom. And I'm in the closet, so he doesn't wake up, and that's why the lights are off in here too. I am going through a really hard time.
So you couldn't have done it in the kitchen, okay?
And I know a lot of people are, and I am someone that has a really hard time asking for help. But I am so desperate. And I need to know that I have tried everything and all of my resources. So that is why I am here. I am part of the TikTok Shop Creator Fund. And so all I need you to do is please just watch this all the way through and like it and repost it. Save it and do all the things.
And why would you do that?
I don't know what else to do.
Okay, why would we randomly help you?
I don't have a lot of time. I work as a teacher.
Are you dying?
I don't have a lot of time to
Beyond TikTok Shop and to try to get things done on there to make supplemental income. And I obviously can't have another job because I'm a single mom. And so I'm reaching to you guys.
You made your bed, now you lay in it. Why would I randomly help a person that lied and cheated throughout her life to get what she wanted? It's karma and consequences, and it comes back. Sometimes 17 years for Amy. Sometimes David decides to leave. You don't know, guys. Just don't cheat. Don't lie. Simple. Be honest. That's not hard.